The prayer that effortlessly fulfills our wishes is a prayer by which the blessing of Padmasambhava is elicited and evoked in order to deal with the many provocations that can arise. It commences with Buddha Amitabha manifesting his blessing in the form of Padmasambhava, who, present in this world, acts directly for the benefit of beings. He came with the intention to help. He has vowed to help. And so we should rely on his help without doubt or hesitation. He offers his compassionate assistance freely. It is for us, and we do not need to earn it or deserve it. This is amazing. Just because he is, and we turn towards him, all the help we need is freely available. This is due to our intrinsic purity, a purity often hidden from us, but obvious to the great Guru. He is relating to us as we actually are. And if we open to him, the veil of our delusion will fade like mist in the morning light. Devotion, faith, trust, confidence. As these grow, so our allegiance to our limitations loses its power over us. As the fourth stanza reminds us, Padmasambhava comes each morning and evening, riding on the radiant rays of the rising and setting sun. He comes from his pure land of lotus light, and he comes as light, to bring us light, and to show us that the actuality of all appearance is light. Light and sound, energy as pulsation. The refrain of each verse is, Padmasambhava Avurgyan, we pray to you, please bless us, that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. We express a wish, and the returning vibration fulfills it. Our life is conversation. When we converse with the precious Guru, there is the fresh immediacy of resonant toing and froing. It is the dreary monologue of the isolated ego that misses the beat, that can't find the rhythm, and that just goes on and on, playing its sad, lonely tune. With great prescience, Padmasambhava predicts the several invasions of Tibet when important Dharma centers will be destroyed. At these times, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. To give way to hopelessness is self-defeating. To rest in the manic hope that someone will rescue us is disempowering. We must pray, enter the depths of the practice, and focus all our attention on liberation from the delusion of reification. Rather than seeking only material, science-based antidotes to new diseases, we must also pray and dissolve the misleading nexus of duality which gives rise to all the diverse impediments we encounter. The five elements are linked with the mind through our body. Body, mind are not two separate domains. Materiality, primarily the earth element, is not the basis for the mind. Rather, it is the mind that gives rise to the play of the elements arising as our illusory materiality. Whatever difficulties and hazards arise, whether as human oppressors, as climate change, as fierce animals and so on, we should focus on the practice and not disperse our energy by searching here and there for antidotes when the one true antidote is already with us, the actual truth of our mind itself. Moreover, as death approaches, If we focus on Pambasambhava, we will be guided to Dewa Chen, Potala, or Lotus Light Sandropalri, where we will settle in the heart of one of the inseparable modes of the lotus family. Turn to the light. Turn to the light, and all else will dissolve like mere shadows pierced by sunlight. This prayer, like the one that follows it, was directly spoken by Pambasambhava to his 25 closest disciples in Tibet. He left these prayers as part of his living legacy, his presence in relatable form, his ongoing invitation to us to be with him and to have him always with us. They can be found, together with other profoundly connected prayers, in the book The Seven Chapters of Prayer by Pambasambhava, translated by Chimir Rigsin Rinpoche and James Lowe, Handel Verlag, Berlin, 2010. The prayer. The prayer which effortlessly fulfills our wishes. Wonderful. In the realm of Dewa Chen that lies to the west, Amitabha released his compassionate blessing, and you, Pambasambhava, emanated and blessed the beings of Tibet with your intention for their welfare. You are the compassionate one who acts ceaselessly for the benefit of beings. Pambasambhava of Urgyen, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. King Trisong Detsen and all his royal descendants until the end of his line will be continuously blessed in all the three times by you, the sole friend of the king who practices the Dharma in Tibet. You are the compassionate one who protects the king who practices the Dharma. Pambasambhava of Urgyen, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. Your body is in the southwest, suppressing the cannibal demons. Yet, with your compassion, you attend to the welfare of the beings of Tibet. As the glorious guide of all those holding the wrong views arising from ignorance, you control the unruly, afflicted beings with suitable methods. You are the compassionate one, whose tender love and care flows ceaselessly. Pambasambhava of Urgyen, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. During this evil time, at the end of the degenerate period, you come each morning and evening for the sake of those who have faith. You come, riding on the radiant rays of the rising and setting sun, and on the 10th day of the waxing moon, you show your presence. You are the compassionate one, who acts most strongly for the benefit of beings. Pambasambhava of Urgyen, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be easily fulfilled without effort. During the degenerate period of strife in the final 500 years, the five afflicting poisons will be very strong in all sentient beings. These five poisons will work in many permutations within their minds, and at such times, your compassion will manifest. You are the compassionate one who leads the faithful to the upper realms. Pambasambhava of Urgyen, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. When the borders are surrounded by terrible and anti-Dharma armies, and the important Dharma centres are destroyed, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, will come with your circle of the 8 groups of local spirits and definitely repulse and quickly destroy these warring hordes. Padmasambhava of Ergin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. When diseases arise which destroy our insubstantial bodies, and we sentient beings are oppressed by unbearable great misery, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, who are one with the Buddha of medicine, will most certainly dispel all the obstacles that create untimely death. Padmasambhava of Ergin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. Sentient beings are tormented by the diseases of famine. So, when the elements behave as enemies and the land loses its fertility, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, will come with your host of Dakinis and wealth gods and most certainly remove all poverty, hunger and thirst. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. When we fortunate ones reveal treasures for the sake of beings, we need the energy and confidence of never having cheated in our tantric vows. So we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. Then you, Padmasambhava, will come with your hosts of transforming gods, and we, your disciples, will most certainly gain your wealth. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. When we travel in secret lands and forests to practice in isolation, if our way is blocked and we are trapped by snow and blizzards, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, will come with your circle of powerful lords of the land, and we, Dharma followers, will most certainly be led on the right path. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. When tigers, leopards, bears, snow bears, poisonous snakes, and other dangerous animals surround us, as we travel in the great wildernesses and on frightening, perilous trails, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, will come with Pawo, Ging, and Dharma guardians, and most certainly drive off all harmful creatures. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. When the elements, earth, water, fire, and air, create obstacles that are dangerous for our insubstantial bodies and threaten to destroy them, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, with your champion heroes, will most certainly cause the elements to be pacified where they are. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. When we travel on dangerous tracks and frightening, perilous trails, if we are in danger from murderers, robbers and thieves, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, will destroy the thieves, yeti, and bad-minded people with the wisdom of the four mudras. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. If we are surrounded by dangerous killers, and we are in danger of being beaten by sharp weapons, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, will frighten the thugs and make them throw down their weapons with your Vajra tent. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. If, when our lives are ending and the time of death approaches, we are troubled by the terrible sufferings of a fatal illness, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For you, Padmasambhava, are Amitabha's emanation, and so we will certainly be born in the realm of Dewa Chen. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. If we are troubled by the most bewildering forms of deceptive appearances when we enter the Bardo, after the destruction of our borrowed mortal form, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For then you, Padmasambhava, omniscient in the three times, with your compassion, will most definitely cause all confusing appearances to be liberated in their own place. Padmasambhava, Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. Moreover, if, due to the power of karma and conditions, we suffer because of taking the confusing appearances we project to be real, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For you, Padmasambhava, have the nature of the king of great happiness, and will totally destroy the misery of confusing appearances. Padmasambhava Virgin, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. When the beings in the six realms are troubled by great misery, and especially when the king and people of Tibet are suffering, we must pray without doubt or uncertainty. For if we pray with genuine loving faith and devotion, you, Padmasambhava, will look on us all with your constant compassion. Padmasambhava of Urgyen, we pray to you. Please bless us that our wishes may be fulfilled without effort. Note: alternative readings of this prayer, written for non-Tibetans by C.R. Lama, can be found within the book Lotus Source by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan, with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes, will be found within the book. Read by Wendy, August 2023.